Look at all these invitations to lecture. Frankfurt, Prague, London, Boston, even St. Petersburg. That's a bit ironic, wouldn't you say? Oh, and here's a letter from Stockholm.
I don't think you should read that one just yet. Let me have it.
It's from the Nobel Committee. Funny, it's already been opened?
I was going to tell you about this.
Awarded the 1903 prize. Oh my! In physics! I can hardly believe this! In Stockholm, of course we'll come! Congratulations! Pierre!
I wanted to explain.
There's nothing left to explain. This was my idea all the time. But you got the prize.
The prize? So what? Who cares whose name is on the prize?
You're crazy, like every other man.
We work together. It always was our plan. We work together. It's widely understood.
Understood? Understood? I'll tell you what's understood. That you're a brilliant scientist and I am your loyal assistant, running all your errands and cleaning up the mess.
You know that's not how it is.
Really? Behold, who gets the limelight and the gold? This talk is all for naught. I'm not an afterthought. It all defies belief. I thought Paris would be different, but no. I thought you would be different, but no.
I never meant for it to turn out this way.
Go ahead. Go to Stockholm. But don't expect me to tag along as your little puppy dog.
Marie, don't go. You know that's not like me. I promise you, I will fix this. When we go to Stockholm, we'll open up their eyes. We'll act with charm. When we accept the prize, when we go to Stockholm and enter that place.